ont changé. Ils n'ont changé.
Hell is most awkward thing to use. Called by Shakespeare.
Hey, this is Tom D. Welcome back to another episode of Radio XU. Tonight we visit the Golden State of California. In this episode, we're going to sample the first crop of West Coast punk bands that sprang up in the late 70s. We got things started in San Francisco with the Dead Kennedys and their salute to Governor Jerry Brown. California Uberales. Their debut single, released on their own Alternative Tentacles label in June of 1979. The group formed about a year earlier, and due to their provocative name, often found it necessary to secure gigs under less offensive pseudonyms, such as the Creamsicles and the Pink Twinkies. Now we head down to Los Angeles and hear from a group that got started before the LA punk scene really existed and eventually became a cornerstone of the movement. Featuring the brothers John and Dix Denny, here are the Weirdos with A Life of Crime. sometimes referred to as California's answer to The Clash. That was The Dills, featuring brothers Chip and Tony Kinman, with their single, I Hate the Rich, released on What Records in September 1977. The band originally formed in Carlsbad, California, in San Diego County, and then were briefly based in San Francisco. They eventually relocated to Los Angeles, released their first 7-inch, and became one of the major bands of the early LA punk scene. Before The Dills, we heard The Bags with Babylonian Gorgon, the B-side of their one and only single, released on the Danger House label in December 1978. This group included Terry Graham and Rob Ritter, who later went on to become members of another important LA band, The Gun Club. Before that, it was The Randoms with Let's Get Rid of New York, the B-side of their one and only single, and the very first record issued on the Danger House label. This group included Pat Garrett, one of the co-founders of Danger House Records, and this particular song featured the bass playing of John Doe. And we started that set with The Weirdos and A Life of Crime, a B-side from their debut 7-inch EP, released by Bomp Records in 1977. Now we hear from a group that was the first band to play an advertised show at The Mask, the underground club that was ground zero in the early years of LA punk. Here's The Controllers with Neutron Bomb.
You're just a whip. see, I know you're just a will. You're just a will. You're just a will. You're just a will.
Inexplicable British accent. That was the Rotters with Sink the Whales, issued on the band's own Rotten Records label in 1979. Before the Rotters, we heard the Dickies with their cover of Black Sabbath's Paranoid. Released as a single on A&M Records in 1978, the song reached number 45 on the UK singles chart in June of that year. The Dickies made their live debut at the legendary Whiskey A Go-Go in September of 77, and soon became the first California punk band to be signed by a major label. Before that, we heard a group of teenage Latinos from Chula Vista, California, the Zeros, with Wimp, the B-side of their debut single, released on Bomp in 1977. Originally active from 1976 to 1980, the band has reformed a couple of times since then to perform shows in the U.S. and Europe. And we started that set with the Controllers and their song Neutron Bomb, released on What Records in 1978. Now we're going to visit that other great music mecca of California, San Francisco. We're going to begin our visit with the group that was the first West Coast punk band to release the self-financed independent record. The year is 1976. The band is Crime, and the song's Hot Wire My Heart.
American children, make our survival. Fate is our destiny and we shall rule. We are not Jesus
Christ.
We are not fascists. We are not capitalists. We are not communists. We are the one. We are the one. We are the one. We are the one. I am the one who brings you the future. I am the one who buries the past. A new species rises up from the ruins. I am the one that was made to last. We are not Jesus.
Once again, that was LA's Weirdos with Why Do You Exist, the second B-side on their debut 7-inch EP. And before the Weirdos, we heard a set of songs from three San Francisco-based groups, released in December 1977 and featuring the distinctive vocals of Penelope Houston. We heard The Avengers with their song We Are the One. The Avengers are one of the more well-remembered San Francisco bands of the early punk era. They had the dubious honor of being the opening act for the Sex Pistols at their last ever performance at San Francisco's Winterland Ballroom in January of 1978. Before the Avengers, we heard the Nuns with Savage. That particular recording was taken from a set of demos the band recorded for CBS Records in 1977. They self-released a live version of that song as a single, but I prefer the clarity of the demo recording. And we started that San Francisco set with Crime and their 1976 debut single, Hotwire My Heart. Now it's back down to Los Angeles to hear from one of the more colorful characters of the early LA punk scene. Here's Black Randy and the Metro Squad with I Slept in an Arcade.
Hot. I hated the booth and I tried to set up a cot.
the gate. I stepped into the gate.
Disneyland, taken from the single-sided 12-inch compilation Yes LA, released on the Danger House label in August 1979. And before that, taken from the same compilation, we heard the Alley Cats with Too Much Junk. This particular track featured the lead vocals of bass player Diane Chai. The Alley Cats were regular performers at legendary Los Angeles venues The Mask, Hong Kong Cafe, and the Whiskey a Go-Go. Before the Alley Cats, we heard from what was undoubtedly the most successful band of the LA punk scene, the group simply known as X. Featuring the vocals of then-husband and wife John Doe and Exene Cervenka, the band recorded several albums for Slash and Elektra Records, with the first four being produced by Ray Manzarek, formerly of The Doors. We heard the song Nausea, taken from the band's LP, Los Angeles, released by Slash Records in April 1980. And we started that set with I Slept in an Arcade by Black Randy and the Metro Squad, their third and final single release. You may remember Black Randy from his appearance in the 1981 film, Ladies and Gentlemen, The Fabulous Stains. Well, that's just about it for tonight's show. I hope you enjoyed our dive into the early California punk scene. There's definitely more to explore here, so we'll probably pick up where we left off next time. So come back again for another episode of Radio XU. I'm going to leave you tonight with a song from one of the quintessential bands of this era. They released only one album and a handful of singles before breaking up in 1980, but they set the stage for what would soon be known as hardcore punk. From their 1979 album, G.I., produced by Joan Jett, and featuring the inimitable Darby Crash on vocals, here are the Germs with Richie Daggers Crime.
You.